We forecast global growth this year, 2015, to be roughly the same, to a rounding error to that of 2014, 3.5%. This global number reflects two main evolutions. The first one is an increase in the growth rate of advanced economies from 1.8% last year to 2.4% this year. But it is offset by a decrease in the growth rate of emerging market and developing economies from 4.6% last year to 4.3% this year. So if I were to characterize what's happening in one sentence, I would use moderate and uneven.
Blanchard was speaking at the start of the IMF World Bank spring meetings in Washington, D.C., where he identified a number of factors affecting the growth rate, including the decline in oil prices, which is good for countries that import oil but may slow growth for oil exporters, as well as shifting exchange rates and the continuing reverberations of the global financial crisis of 2008.
Legacies from both the financial crisis, which affected directly most advanced economies, and the euro crisis, which affected Europe, are still highly visible. To different degrees in different countries, weak banks and high debt. By high debt, it can be high debt of households, it can be high debt of corporations, it can be public debt, obviously, still slow down spending and growth. So they slow down spending and growth, and at the same time, low growth is making deleveraging, the decrease in debt of these various actors, slower, more difficult. So I think what we have learned is that these legacies go away very slowly.
Another key factor in determining the growth rate is potential growth, the capacity for economies to grow even in the best of circumstances.
Potential growth in advanced economies has been declining. It was already declining before the crisis, probably from the early 2000s. It was declining. What was behind it? Aging, which decreases the growth of the labor force, and the slowdown in total factor productivity. We're both at work. Then the crisis made it worse because with the decrease in output, the decrease in investment, capital growth, growth in the capital stock itself, slowed down, adding to lower potential growth.
Blanchard added that he wouldn't go so far as to call the slow growth stagnation, as some analysts have, but that prospects are likely to be subdued, which could lead to lower spending and slower growth.